The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Gattulo is the best. This song and the police, too much information running through my brain. In the 5 minutes we had between the
too much information is an understatement.
Where we, Al Gattulo and I are roughly the same age. You're like, what, 48, 47?
No,
what are you?
God, I wish. No, I'm on the other side of 50.
All right, and I'm on the other side of 50 now. And then
mentally,
of course,
I'm on the other side.
Of course,
of
there's Joe Sibilia. He's on the other side of 25. And we were just basically talking about premarital sex and how the whole thing works. And
that's just
getting
lay it all out there for you on
table. No, we don't have to.
There are different ways of thinking about, you know, how to handle that. And we live in different societies. And you know, thank God. All kidding aside, when I was your age, there was this new thing called AIDS.
Yeah.
And that's, you know,
people were scared.
Yeah, that's Eddie Murphy.
Well, think about it. You know
now
what?
We have monkeypox.
Well, wait a second. But if you think about it, when AIDS became prevalent in the world in the mid to late 80s, there was a lot that people didn't know about it. There was a lot that, you know, how do you get it? Why do you get it? What's the?
It was a little like the pandemic.
Yes. But then, you know, we find out, okay, this is how it happens. This is, you know, the blood and this and, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Though you get it from mosquito bites originally.
Right. But then people were like, I'm not going to donate blood because, oh, my God, what if the needle is this and that, whatever. And then I think what really was the tipping point of all of it with AIDS, at least in my opinion, was when Magic Johnson got it.
Oh, huge. Yeah. First it was Rock Hudson. He was the first big one. But then Magic got it.
But people – but see, Rock Hudson was sort of on a different level than Magic. And I don't mean, you know, higher or lower, but
it's also a different situation too, because Magic Johnson isn't.
But what I'm saying is, Rock Hudson was an actor that was for a certain generation,
right? Exactly.
And there were certain people that kind of wink, wink, hush, hush, sort of knew about Rock Hudson and what was going on in Hollywood. A lot of people didn't know. With Magic, it was a completely different set of circumstances.
He was more relevant, also,
right? Yeah. But at the pinnacle of his career. I mean, think about it. He was just off of all the titles that they had won. They're getting ready. You know, they had just finished playing the Bulls, where they had lost to Michael Jordan. And here's Magic going to make a comeback. They're going to get the NBA players are going to play in the Olympics. All of these different things that were going on. And then he turns around and, you know, hey, listen, I have AIDS. And they talk about the 86 Mets and how.
As you wear Keith Hernandez hat.
Right. But they talk about it in terms of what these guys did, you know, as players, how easy it was the access to have, you know, to getting women and this and that and all of this other stuff. And a lot of them, you know, tell stories about when, you know, when I saw Magic and what happened. Oh, my God, I almost drove off the road. I couldn't believe and, you know, this and that.
Eddie Murphy did an unbelievable skit on this. He
right.
goes, first it was just regular VD. He's like, that was annoying. He goes, then you get herpes. That stays with you for life, like luggage.
Right.
He goes, and now there's AIDS. You stick it in, boom, you're dead.
You're dead.
I mean, so, anyway, Joe, God bless
you've
you.
You've only scared me more just minutes having this conversation.
But the point I'm trying to make is that Magic brought AIDS to the surface where you know, people had to pay attention to it. And to Magic's credit, for a long time, he was a very big advocate, you know, for the different things. You know, now there's not a trace of it in his body anymore. And, you know, I mean, obviously part of it is the fact that this guy, you know, obviously he had a lot of money. He had a lot of access to doctors.
But it's
most
inspiring,
people,
too, because, you know, he...
100%. And, you know...
I'm just wondering, when Piscopo's here, you guys do a lot of AIDS talk?
No.
No. It doesn't really come up. No.
Zero.
So, let me just...
We don't really talk about any of this. Joe, right. You know more about me in 3 minutes than Joe Piscopo has ever known about.
Well, I am a people person. I'm not saying Joe isn't. I just feel obligated to talk a little bit about what's going on in the world on a Friday morning at 9:09. If you look at the cover of the New York Times, the main article reads, "The extent of Hurricane Ian's destruction became clearer on Thursday as people across southwestern Florida left without electricity, drinking water, or inhabitable homes," right, "began to assess the damage." They're saying at least 16 people they know are confirmed dead. So
that number is certainly going to go up.
Yes, and that's, I mean, they have all these horrible pictures. I mean,
but think about it, two islands have been cut off.
I know, Sanibel Island, and which is the other
one? I forgot the other island. I think it's a little further south of Sanibel Island.
There's like 6,300 people there. And
yeah, they have no electricity. They have no drinking water, and they have no way of getting off the island. I mean, this is a horrific situation, and they're talking about...
And these bridges are like... It's not like it's going to be fixed in 3 hours, like turning on the electricity. Like,
no, they're talking weeks and months before some of these things can be taken care of. They said now Governor DeSantis is saying about 1.9 million people without power as of 6 this morning, and it's going to take a while before these people get their power.
Our hopes and prayers are that everyone, the best case scenario, comes out of there. Also on the cover of the paper, quote, "Bitter tales of failure and fear in Russian troops' calls home." So apparently we have some phone calls from Russian troops to their loved ones. One of them says, "We can't take Kiev. We just take villages, and that's it." Another quote is, "There are corpses lying around." Another quote is, "We were given an order to kill everyone we see." You know, that's been going on.
And this clown is annexing four regions today, saying that it's legitimate. And then every single country in the world pretty much is saying that it's not. I mean, you could say what you want about the former president, but former President Trump basically said to him, "Hey, you make a move, we're coming at you." The guy who's sitting in office right now, he's making statements, but nobody's believing him. There's a problem. You've got to keep this guy in check, and they're not doing that right now.
Well, I mean, there's also the other side of the coin. People are happy we're not sending our young men over there to
killed. Right. We absolutely shouldn't. This is not it's the same thing with Afghanistan. It's the same thing with a lot of these places. We should not be involved in conflicts that have nothing to do with us. The people in Afghanistan and Iran and Iraq, they have been trying to blow each other up for thousands of years over religion, over who looks one way, if your turban is this way or that way or whatever it is. We have no business being there in that region. You want to kill yourself? Go blow yourselves up 17 times over. The one thing that we do need to do is we need to make sure that Iran never gets nuclear capability. They want to wipe the Jewish population off the face of the planet, and
this
the next people
nuts.
After that,
I mean, we spoke about it
is the United States.
We spoke about it at least last segment about having no Jew zones at Berkeley and at New Paltz. And I mean, it's just...
Why? What I'm
so naive. Like, I just shake my head. How could that be?
Because we didn't. I mean, obviously, we didn't grow up in that type of religion and those types of circumstances.
My closest best friends are Jewish. I'm fasting on Yom Kippur. Give me a break.
What blows me away of all of this is why the condemnation for the Jewish people. Why? What have they done?
It's historical. So I was
are you kidding me?
Listen, like, I was spending time with my friend David 2 weekends ago, and I don't know, we were just talking about finances, and he, without batting an eyelash, says, "Well, he always keeps a sum of money very liquid." And I go, "Why?" He goes, "In case I have to run." Now, I'm thinking as a criminal lawyer, I'm like, "What do you mean you're going to run?" He goes, "As a Jew." I go, What are you talking about? You live in New York City." He goes, "Idala, don't be so naive. Look at the history of the world as we know it. The Jews are always on the run." Now, I'm thinking he's crazy, right? I go in and talk to the judge in my law firm, Judge Leventhal, who I have the utmost respect for.
Right.
And I even start telling him this, and he goes, he's 100% correct. He's like, "We always wind up getting chased out. We even go, just look at the history of the world. We're always getting chased out." I have no idea why. I mean, these are my closest friends. It's horrible. What about this thing in New York? Could you imagine if that said in Berkeley that we're going to have a no black zone? This area right here, we're not going to have any black people or talk about anything to do with slavery or Africa or anything like that.
People would be screaming to the rooftops.
Forget
about it. Al Sharpton would be there yesterday.
And he should be. I mean, he'd be right to be. I mean,
right.
It's. I'm gonna look. I will tell you. I'm reaching out to Joan. I want Dershowitz on my show this evening at 6 o'clock. I want to hear what he has to say about this. There is one other topic I want to talk about having to do with New York City. I think is very important. It's on the cover of today's new paper. New York City tightens entry to top schools, reviving use of grades after a 2-year pause. New York City's selective middle schools can once again use grades to choose which students to admit, the school's chancellor, David C. Banks, announced on Thursday. Rolling back a pandemic-era moratorium that had opened the doors of some of the city's most elite schools to more low-income students. Selective high schools will also be able to prioritize top-performing students. I mean, look, this is such a no-brainer for me. That, yes, the best schools should have the top-performing students. The sweeping move will end the random lottery for middle schools, a major shift after the previous administration ended the use of grades and test scores 2 years ago. At the city's competitive high schools, where changes widen the pool of eligible applicants, priority for seats will be limited to top students whose grades are an A average. Now, you know, you want to talk about Mayor Adams and him getting elected and whether he's doing the job we want him to do. That's exactly something we wanted him to do.
Of course.
De Blasio's administration said, we're just going to do a lottery and luck of the draw. You know what you do when you do that? You set people up to fail.
Right.
In other words, if I wanted to be a basketball player and I wanted to go to the top basketball school, under the De Blasio administration, they're saying, well, put your name in the lottery. If you get picked, you get to the top basketball school.
Right.
If Arthur Idala got picked and I went to the top basketball school, I would fail miserably.
Right.
Miserably.
Right.
So what are you doing? You're setting me up for failure as right. opposed to you got to try out. And if you succeed, then you're in.
And it's not like if Timmy gets in, they're going to give him the help that he needs if he falls behind.
Right.
It's basically sink or swim.
And you know what, good. Al, even more than that. Even if you gave me all the extra help in basketball, right. I'm still not going to be good.
Right.
There were certain people who may be great at. Look, I do my best at writing as a lawyer, but I always give it to Judge Kamens, and he marks the hell out of it. I give it to my father. I'm thinking I wrote this beautiful 10-page thing. The first paragraph has more red in it than black in it because he's correcting everything. That's no matter how much extra help I get.
Right.
Now, from an oratory's point of view, I'm pretty good at that. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty good at in front of a judge, in front of a jury, in front of an appellate court. So there are certain things that some of these kids, no matter how much extra help you give them, if they win a lottery to get into the Bronx High School of Science, they're not going to cut it. They may be great basketball players, but they're not going to cut it, from an academic point.
It
on merit.
Be based on, right.
Merit,
be based
merit,
on your grades,
merit.
100%.
And look.
You're an A student, you deserve to be there.
And
if you're a B student,
if you want to talk about De Blasio, go back to De Blasio. One of the great things he did was pre-K for all and 3K for all. Because if you want to talk about the kids getting into those schools,
right.
it's scientifically proven the lower, the sooner you get them
in
a routine.
Right.
You know, they don't need to know calculus at 4 years old.
Right.
But to interact with the kids, learn social skills, you know, learn how to just give them a sense of security, a sense of self.
Sure.
The earlier, the better. But to just say, oh, yeah, you want to go to the best high school, throw your name into the ring, and if you get pulled out of the hat, you get to go. No good.
No, it's not a good situation. But you're right. De Blasio getting pre-K for everybody was a smart move. But, you know, listen, there's a lot of things that he did that were not so good. For every one thing that he did, you know, there was like five or six that kind of,
I'm with you. Look, history will judge him the way, you know.
He's the worst mayor since David Dinkins. I mean,
right.
That's saying
but,
a lot.
But.
And Dinkins, a lot of people rip Dinkins.
Right, but now he's coming off right.
Because if you look at it, at the end of Dinkins' term, he did get the money from the federal government to hire those cops. They
correct.
All give credit to Giuliani, but really it started with Dinkins getting that money.
Giuliani was able to hit the ground running.
Right.
Because
exactly.
he had the resources.
Exactly.
We have Christian Toto coming up, talking about some TV and some movies. We have Jerry O'Connell after that. Al, we got to find a little time to talk about the Mets and the Yankees. Just right. you're scheduling the show, but we, I mean, we'd be remiss.
We could do that.
And not, I mean, we talked about this guy with his girlfriends sure. and premarital sex. And
more than stuff. Anybody right. needed to know.
Yeah, yeah. sorry. But so
let's or lack a, thereof, really.
Wait, let's take a quick break. And but Al, I'm asking you to find a little time for sports in this.
Certainly.
All right. So let's go to the break right now. A little traffic. Let's hear it.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Partly cloudy skies, 55 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Crash on the Jackie Robinson southbound at Forest Park Drive has one lane out. Delays with that. Two lanes now out with the accident on the Grand Central westbound at the Cross Island. You're backed up from the Nassau line. And a crash on the LIE eastbound at Queens Boulevard still has the left lane out. Alternate side in effect inbound, George, 90 for the upper, 45 for the lower. The only good news in that is the crash on the Cross Bronx eastbound at Webster Avenue, so you're slow from underneath the apartment out to Webster Avenue. Inbound Lincoln, that is going to be 20 minutes. Holland 15 from either approach. Better news in Westchester, a box truck on the Hutch southbound of Mamaroneck Road is gone. Thruway delays southbound gone as well. Checking your forecast, becoming cloudy today with a high of 65 tonight. Cloudy, some rain, remnants of Ian. Down to 54 in the city. Saturday, rain in 58. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes. Now on sale, for example, the queen size, regular price $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use promo code AM970 to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Troy Walcott, president and founder of People's Choice Communications, about Local 3 members being forced into a multi-year strike against Spectrum. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
The uh-ohs are out there. Scratches, dents, unexpected natural events. But with Mako and their magic, your car is no longer tragic. So when life throws you uh-ohs, just say,
better get Mako.
And go to Mako.com to book your appointment today.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. My good friends Lois and Richard Nikocha have been cornerstones of the Staten Island community for more than 40 years. They're the owners of the fabulous Hilton Garden Inn, Nikocha's Rooftop Ballroom, and Lorenzo's Restaurant, Bar, and Cabaret. Visit Lorenzo's for a spectacular night out with a cabaret show offering a three-course dinner and an award-winning performance with fantastic acts like yours truly on October 28th. The Hilton always has great unlimited free parking, so you can drive right up, walk right in. Lorenzo's is also known for their Sunday brunch featuring live piano music with unlimited antipasto bar. Then you have a choice of entree plus complimentary Bloody Mary, Bellini, or imported and domestic beer, all for $32.95 per person. For reservations, call Lorenzo's 718-477-2400, extension 4 718-477-2400 extension 4.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
This brings back such great memories. Joe Hassan driving his Honda Prelude. We used to go to Myrtle Avenue in Brooklyn, which is now like a she-she place. It wasn't too she-she. And you'd have to look for the little storefronts that had an upside-down cigarette ad. And that meant they sold more than cigarettes.
Oh. I always think of you when I walk on his street. I go for walks in
there. Oh, the Joseph J. Assen
Third. I always think of you.
Street, yes.
Squeeze is tremendous.
Squeeze is fantastic. I've seen them live several times, and they really kick some butt.
Yep.
Speaking of kicking butt, let's talk about what's going on in the world of entertainment on television, in the movies. As per my request to Joe Sebelia, I said I want to talk to someone who really knows this stuff. And so we have on the airwave Christian Toto. Hello, Christian.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, the pleasure is all ours. So I'm going to just fess up with my naivete. besides the New York Yankees, I don't watch a lot of TV, and unfortunately I don't see a lot of movies. So tell me what should be going on right now. What should we be watching this weekend?
Well, a quick note. Trevor Noah of The Daily Show announced last night he is leaving after seven years, which is very interesting.
Yeah, because he's pretty young, and he seems like he's having a good run.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. What they don't talk about with his show are the ratings. The ratings are terrible. They're terrible week in, week out. And he's among the lowest rated shows in that late night niche. So when you read all the headlines, oh, Trevor Noah's going, we'll miss him, blah, 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 just note that they're ignoring the fact that he is a low rate of presentation. And perhaps that's why maybe Comedy Central nudged him out. Who knows? But the late night landscape is changing. And I think what Gutfeld has done is just basically shaken everything up. He's the new king. And, you know, everyone is leaning to the left. He's the one guy leaning to the right. And there's half the country that wants to be entertained. So it's interesting. We'll have to see if he is replaced, who they choose to replace him with, or maybe they're just going to let that slot go. I don't know.
Is the late night format, is it on its way out, the Johnny Carson format, so to speak?
It's certainly changing. You know, Jimmy Kimmel kind of teased that he would retire, but he just re-signed a contract. James Corden is stepping down. You know, Samantha Bee, the lowest rated show around, just got canned. So I think there's change afoot. I think that's good. I think it's a very stale format at this point. And I think, you know, I think we're all a little bit exhausted by celebrity interviews because they're often not fresh. It's a very canned presentation.
Well, is that why Fallon is doing all these kind of games and trying to just mix things up?
You know, I would agree. I also think it's smart, but he's not doing that well in the ratings either. He's either third or fourth. He's, you know, below Colbert. He's below Gutfeld, often below Kimmel. So I give him credit for trying something different and fresh and new. And I think he's got the personality to work with that. But maybe people don't even want that at late night. You know, the culture changes, tastes change, and maybe this kind of entertainment maybe is kind of going away. I don't know. We'll have to see.
So I haven't seen the Gutfeld show. Just tell folks who haven't seen it, just what's the format like? What's Greg Gutfeld doing? And first of all, it's on just the regular Fox News channel?
Yeah, you know, it's a monologue to start, which is pretty traditional, pretty typical. And then there are a few sort of pre-recorded skits now and then, but it really is sort of a roundtable discussion with people, either right-leaning pundits or some entertainers, some comedians you don't see in other formats. They get a chance to shine here, like Michael Loftus, a very funny fellow. So it's not crazy different. It is not reliant on the Tom Hankses of the world, the George Clooney's. You're not going to see those A-list stars on that show. They don't want to go near it. They'd get punished professionally if they dared go on a right-leaning show. But there it is. And so you have people who maybe you don't know as well, but they're still funny. They're still interesting. They're still thoughtful. And they are drawing a crowd. The show grows. It seems like every few months it's getting bigger and bigger. And it's now at the top of the heap. It's fascinating to watch, culturally speaking.
So, Christian Toto, what's going on in the world of sitcom? Is the sitcom gone? Is it, you know, I mean, when I was a kid, it was, you know, what was it, Thursday on NBC when you had Friends and Seinfeld and who else was in there? Frasier. Like, is that whole genre, is that all bye-bye?
It's not bye-bye, but it's certainly far less influential and far less common. You know, shows like Modern Family didn't have the laugh track. That seems to be kind of an archaic notion. There may be a few that do use that still, but that one's gone away. So, you know, I think people are turning to broadcast for their laughs less and less. There are a zillion alternatives on streaming, on different cable channels. So, yeah, it doesn't seem to have the cachet. And also, I think from looking at the landscape, there are so many channels, so many shows, so many options that no one show kind of captures us like Seinfeld did, like MASH did, like all.
So let's talk real quick since you brought it up. I wanted to bring it up since you brought it up. Let's talk about MASH. It was just the 50-year anniversary, correct?
I believe so. Yeah, I mean, no show gets ratings remotely like MASH. Well, I mean, the finale was a blockbuster, obviously, but it was a different era. You know, it was a different kind of show. It was thoughtful. It was sober. It was satirical. People adored it. After MASH, the sequel didn't do quite as well. But yeah, it's another era. And I think people have a real fondness for that.
And I wonder, you know, and it was an era. Here's the biggest difference. And I'm in my mid-50s. But those shows, because there wasn't that choice, they united us in an odd way. I mean, even when I was in elementary school, we would come in and like, did you see Happy Days last night? And we were all discussing the same show when, you know, Fonzie jumped over the 13. I can even remember the number, the 13 cars that he jumped over and he landed. Bro, you know, there's that lack of. Because I have a 16-year-old, and I'm like, you know, Luca, when you go into, you guys talk about what you watch. They're all watching all different stuff. And most of it, by the way, with 16-year-olds, is not on television. It's most of it is on YouTube, correct?
Yeah, my kids are 13 and 11, and they use YouTube and TikTok and things like that. What's interesting is that, you know, we've been really kind of feasting on 80s nostalgia, and it really hasn't ended. And I thought, well, why is that? Well, starting in the 90s and moving on, the culture just basically splintered apart. We had the internet, we had, you know, cable TV, we had all these different ways to entertain us. And there isn't that uniformity there. There isn't that one show. I would argue maybe Game of Thrones was the one show in recent years that really, really united a lot.
I agree
as much as others.
I know, I agree with you about the Game of Thrones. Is the sequel or the prequel, is that getting any traction?
You know, it seems to be well-regarded. I have not seen it yet, but the reviews are solid. I think there's no sort of big backlash. When something like that comes out, if it's bad, there's usually just a terrific, horrific backlash saying, how dare you, this is horrible, this is insulting my XYZ. But I don't see that happening. So it seems like they did a good job of it. But yeah, there's just, you know, even look at those numbers. I guarantee they're a fraction of what Johnny Carson used to draw or MASH or things like that. It's just a different cultural landscape.
And
it's a thing to watch, but
I'm sorry, Christian, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I have just a couple of minutes left. Just let's switch gears a little bit to the world of the movies, the big screen movies. You know, the last movie I saw was Maverick. And at the very, very beginning of the movie, before he's in character, Tom Cruise comes on the screen as Tom Cruise and thanks you for being at the movies. He said, we made this movie to be seen on the big screen, not on the little screen. And from the visuals to the sound effects. And he was right. I mean, I am so happy I saw it in the movies. What's going on in the world of movies, Chris Toto?
The big movie this weekend is called Bros. It's a romantic comedy, a rom-com, but it's different because it's about two men. And you don't see many mainstream, big-budget Hollywood rom-coms about two men. So it is certainly different for sure. It's actually well-constructed. It's smart. It's funny. Interesting. I will say that those who have been alarmed at some of the recent headlines about what's taught in schools, about what kids being exposed to, there are a couple of scenes in there that I thought were wildly unnecessary and really dug into that theme in a way I think maybe some will find off-putting at the very least. So it'll be interesting to see the reaction to the film. A different kind of romance. I think, you know, the gay lifestyle, the gay culture is different, which is what is shown on screen here. But I don't know if this will have mass appeal. This will be niche appeal. We will have to see what the box office numbers are. But as rom-coms go, it's not bad. It's smart. And you care about the character, so you do care about that.
Anything else besides Bros coming out?
You know, Munsters, the reboot,
we
is
love
on
that.
Netflix this week.
Okay.
Yeah, I loved it too. You know, classic show. This time it's in color. And I have to say, I watched the whole thing. I don't think I laughed once. It is not good. They're trying very hard to be goofy and funny and silly and pay homage to the original show. And they do that for sure, the last part. But it's just not very clever. It's a lot of the same old sort of jokes you've seen a million times. So it's on Netflix right now. You don't have to go out in the theater. You don't have to get a babysitter. You can just watch it. And I suspect after 20 minutes, you're going to say, what else is on?
Okay. Well, thank you for the update, Christian. I really appreciate it. I thought you did a great job today, and we look forward to talking to you again. Have a great, great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
All righty. I think we're going to talk about some news with Al Gattulo.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
55 and partly sunny at 9:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York's largest healthcare provider launching a PSA to raise awareness about gun violence among children. Northwell Health says gun violence is the leading cause of death for children 13 and under, calling it a public health crisis. The healthcare system's multimedia public service announcement encourages parents to ask questions about households with guns. The PSA's tagline, "It doesn't kill to ask." So far this year, Cohen's Children's Hospital has seen three times as many children with gunshot wounds as last year. A North Jersey school district is considering eliminating days off for religious holidays. Clifton Public Schools are among the most diverse in New Jersey, with 60 different languages and multiple cultures and religions. Currently, students who attend school in Clifton get days off for religious holidays, including Good Friday, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Eid al-Fitr, and Diwali. But school officials say when you add those to federal holidays, the school calendar is actually pushed into mid-June. And they want to shorten the school year by eliminating religious holidays, but are getting considerable pushback from many parents. In sports, Yankees will open up a series with the Orioles tonight at the stadium as Aaron Judge needs one more home run to break the American League single-season record. And with just six games remaining in the season, the Mets are up on the Braves by one game in the National League East. The Mets are in Atlanta tonight to start a three-game series that will decide the National League East. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Cloudy skies, and it's 55 now in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic super tough in Queens. Crash on the Jackie Robinson southbound at Forest Park Drive, blocking a lane. A 20-minute delay getting by that. The accident on the Grand Central westbound at the Cross Island has two lanes blocked. You're backed up into Nassau County. First, they called it a stall truck. Now it's a left-lane accident on the LIE eastbound in Queens Boulevard. Northbound Gowanus to Cadman Plaza, 30 minutes. Alternate side in effect. Inbound, George, up to 90 for the upper level from the earlier incidents on the Cross Bronx eastbound, 30 at the lower. The inbound Lincoln about 20. The Holland, your best bet, about 10 to 15 minutes from either approach. No issues on the Garden State Parkway. Finally clear on the thruway. Your forecast today becoming cloudy with a high of 65. Occasional rain tonight, 54 in the city. Saturday, rain in 58. Sunday, showers in 60, all from Ian. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed.com. As the leaves change, leave the hiring to Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from their website. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You know, a business that epitomizes strong family values and tradition over many years is Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors. Established in 1922 in Manhattan's Meatpacking District, Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors has been an institution in the New York restaurant scene for three generations. If you've experienced a delicious cut of meat at a premier restaurant within the tri-state area, odds are it was a Pat LaFreda product. Pat LaFreda supplies over 1,600 restaurants a day. You don't keep up that pace unless you're on top of your game. Talk about a true New York success story. Today, LaFreda Meat Purveyors operates two of the nation's largest state-of-the-art facilities in North Bergen, New Jersey, keeping to their local New York, New Jersey roots. Go online to LaFreda.com. It's LaFreda.com.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Hi, this is Frank Pallotta, Republican candidate for United States Congress here in New Jersey's 5th District. I'm not just running to return my district to Republican hands. I'm running to represent all of the people in my district, including seniors, veterans, small businesses, and everyone who longs for real bipartisan leadership. I've just launched a weekly radio talk show on AM 970 The Answer called Frankly Speaking. Our show will air at 10 a.m. on Sundays, so please tune in. We'll be discussing the issues that are relevant and critically important to all of us here in the 5th District and across the great state of New Jersey. If you'd like to know more, please visit my website at frankfornj.com. That's Frank, the number 4, nj.com, where you can follow our campaign, catch up on all the issues, and if you like what you see, please feel free to donate. If you have any questions, please contact our offices at 201-783-8801. Thank you.
This is Frank Pallotta, and I approve this message.
Joe on the radio, and I want to tell you about Relief Factor. And I tell you the stories on the air, and you're going to see the commercials like I tell you on the radio. They took a lot of what I do on the radio, and they put it onto the TV that you will see in the weeks to come, because it's true. When I need the knee pain that I had, the shoulder pain that I had, you know, it got me out of pain in 5 days. 5 days out of pain. And I could do the things around the house, bending down and picking up one of my kids or something, for crying out loud. Even as they get older, you like to like hold them, you know. And or again, something simple as taking out the garbage or going up and down the stairs. And I credit Relief Factor, again, by the grace of God, be able to get out of pain like I got out of pain. And I did it in 5 days. Give yourself 3 weeks. That's all we ask. With that quick start for $19.95, go to relieffactor.com, please, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. To hear more about this particular offer, feel the difference, go to relieffactor.com.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
It is Friday, and I am in love. I am in love with my wife, Marianne. I am not in love with my next guest, although he is a very famous actor. If you saw his handsome face, you're going to definitely know who he is, because he's been omnipresent through the years. What I want to ask him about is what it was like to work with Rob Reiner when he was a very young man in Stand By Me. The great Jerry O'Connell. Jerry, this is Arthur Idala filling in for Joe Piscopo. Hey. How are you, sir?
Arthur, why aren't you in love with me? What's going on with that, man?
Listen, my wife is...
you have an inability to show love?
I'm Sicilian. Come on, Jerry. I can show love to a cat, but, you know, I got to make sure my wife knows that she's number one, since she
I think we're a couple of grown men. I think we can express love to each other. It might not be physical love. You know what I'm talking about, but it can be emotional love. As men, we can...
Connect
on a higher level.
When I leave the show today, I will be giving Al Catullo a big hug. So I will definitely be showing some love.
I think you gotta relax a little. You know what I'm talking about? Come on.
Rob Reiner is a great producer, a great director. He was spectacular in All in the Family. You worked with him. How old were you when you worked with him?
Man, Arthur, I was 11 years old.
Wow. So what was that like? Tell me what that experience.
And I have kids now who are 13, who are older than me when I was in Stand By Me, and it sometimes blows my mind. It was a great experience. You know, I was maybe you can relate to this. I was kind of back in my day, they called it hyperactivity. They said I was a hyperactive child, and I was always getting in trouble, and I felt like an outcast. You know, I felt like I had a problem, and then I got to a movie set at the age of 11, and they explained to me that behavior was not only allowed, it was encouraged on a set. And I really felt like these are my people at an early age.
Well, you're very lucky. And that movie, man, was, you know, I mean, it's a really iconic classic. So tell us, so you're going from Stand By Me at 11 to now you have The Real Love Boat coming on, and you're doing this with your wife?
Yeah, I got the show called The Real Love Boat. It's based on, you guys are too young there, but there was a show called The Love Boat.
Stop it. I'm older than you. Go ahead.
Yeah, but you look way better.
Well, that I'll agree with.
Listen, it's all those Piscopo supplements. I got to start taking these supplements.
Well done, my friend. Well done. Balanced by nature. Well done.
It's based on the original Love Boat, and this is sort of the reality show. It's on right after Survivor, right before Amazing Race on CBS there, and it's sort of like a reality Love Boat. You know, couples, singles come on, they couple up, they compete against each other, they break up, they find love. It's exciting and new.
And you're co-hosting this with your celebrity wife, correct?
With my wife, yeah. We're still married. We work together. We remained married. It was actually really fun. It was a really fun time.
All kidding aside, in your field, you made that little comment, we remain married. That is a great thing, and I work with my wife. It's a little different. It's a high-pressure situation where we run a law firm together, but I enjoy every minute of it. Talk to me about Pictionary. What are you doing with Pictionary?
Oh, man, Pictionary is so fun. You know, it's that game that you play where you yell at your grandmother to draw faster. And it's a really fun game show. It's on every day. It's on Fox stations across the U.S. Check our website, PictionaryOnTV.com, for local listings. And it's a televised version of that Pictionary show. It's really fun.
What's his name? Does it sometimes? I was just talking about Jimmy Fallon. He does Pictionary sometimes on his late night show.
You know, it's just one of those games that, like, you know, my kids are 13 right now, so it's one of those games that we can all play. It's sort of an intergenerational game, and it's been doing really well. It's really been fun to bring it to TV. Some people are terrible drawers.
I'm one of them. Like, I know how to do the stick figure and, like, how to do the house with the little. After that, I'm lost. I want to ask you a little, like, personal advice. So sure. you host a talk show every day. Yeah. I do also. I am here on AM 970. This morning I'm filling in for Joe Piscopo, but I have my own show at Evening Drive from 6 to 7 p.m. And I interview people like the mayor of the city of New York, like Geraldo Rivera. I have Bill O'Reilly on Monday coming up. Number one, what are the challenges of doing what you do and now kind of what I do? And what advice do you have a rookie like me from a veteran like you?
Well, first of all, I'm not giving anybody advice. I mean,
well, I'm asking for it.
The opposite of what I say. you know, it is funny. I do get a little nervous being on TV every day because it is sort of new to me. I've only been in that job for just over a year. I do get worried about accidentally saying something that I'm going to have to apologize for.
I hear you.
So it's really funny. You know, yesterday on my talk show, this is not a joke, actually. Someone referred to their husband was a sailor, and someone referred to their husband's deflated dinghy, like a dinghy, like a boat.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I immediately wanted to make a joke about, oh, I have a deflated dinghy.
Yeah, well, been there, done there.
Right, and I wanted to make that joke, but I was worth it. Don't do it. Just be quiet. So yeah. It is, this isn't advice as much as just like.
No, we're talking to Jerry O'Connelly. Crazy. He's hosting almost every show on television right now. So, Jerry, I had 2 weeks ago, I had a friend of mine from high school who's now a very prestigious doctor, and he's an orthopedist, and he does, you know, shoulders and hips and knees. And I said, you know, what advice do you have for us guys over 50? And he's like, you know, the people I see who are in the best shape are the ones doing yoga and Pilates. He goes, because, you know, when we get older, we get stiff. And what I wanted to say is, yeah, in all the wrong places. But, you know, I didn't say that on my show, but I'm now saying it on Joe Piscopo's show.
Yeah. No, it's I don't need an orthopedic surgeon because I'm like into all that Piscopo Better Health stuff. So I'm
yeah, like you're also a lot younger. By the way, Jerry, one last thing for let you go. I happen to currently be the president. They call it the dean of the Friars Club here in New York City, the storied institution. And we would love to host you and come on over and have some fun. And you know, there's.
But isn't that where you roast me and everyone calls me the fat kid from Stand By Me and all that stuff?
Yeah, but you could be one of the roasters. In other words, we could identify someone and you could be calling someone the fat kid.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. I you know, I have a little bully in me. I want to do it. Yeah.
You're great. Jerry O'Connell, I want to thank you for finding the time to come on in the Joe Piscopo Show here on AM 970 The Answer. My name is Arthur Idala, and it was a real treat having you on this morning. Thanks for finding
the
time.
Thanks a lot.
God bless, man. God bless to you and your bride and all the great works you have going on. All right. We are good. How'd that go? Did I do okay?
Yeah, you did.
You're
okay.
Great.
All right. I mean, he's talking about deflated dinghies, and I'm over here talking about, you know, Sebelia's, you know, private parts. But or I should say his not his private parts, but his love life. But
I'm so glad I stepped out of the room for that portion of the conversation.
It's okay. It's not a problem. What are we doing, man? We're going to take a little break. We're going to do a little traffic. And then we're going to come back. We got to talk a little sports before the end of the day. Please. I'm begging you.
Of course.
All right. Thank you. I'll go for it. Let's hear some traffic.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We have cloudy skies, and it's 55 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Very tough going in Queens with an accident on the Jackie Robinson southbound at Forest Park Drive. It's taking out one lane, a good 20-minute delay getting through that. Accident on the Grand Central westbound at the Cross Island being cleared. The delays are easing, and a left-lane accident on the LIE eastbound in Queens Boulevard still there. Inbound, George, over an hour for the upper, 30 at the lower. It was all due to earlier incidents on the Cross Bronx eastbound. Everything is open. Inbound Lincoln, 20 minutes. In at the Holland, 10 to 15 minutes from either approach. Northbound Gowanus to Cadman Plaza, that's 30 minutes. Also delays on the Cross Bronx westbound to the outbound, George, where you do have some road work to watch out for. Road work in River Edge, Route 4 westbound by Kinnikumack Road. Right lane out, delays getting through that as well. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka is here to set the record straight.
Never did I think that a president would, in fact, take those documents out of the White House and leave them in an unsecured area.
So Mar-a-Lago is not an unsecured facility if it's guarded by the Secret Service. Am I right there? Eric, help me out.
I like to think the Secret Service do a great job at protecting their people.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Everyone needs a place to call home. Tune in to Ion Real Estate for the latest news on real estate. It's a seller's market right now, so let Dottie and her team of experts help you navigate the tricky waters of real estate. Tune in every Saturday as Citizens Bank Senior Vice President Ace joins Dottie and offers listeners free advice on the mortgage process. Join in every Saturday morning at 10. Again, that's every Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is building its Do Good Village in Land O'Lakes, Florida. This Do Good Village is going to help families beyond measure. It's all thanks to an extraordinary donation of many acres of land and your kindness and generosity. This is the very first of its kind, a community of 110 homes for the foundation's program recipients. Families of fallen first responders, Gold Star families, families of catastrophically injured first responders, and service members, all in one community as neighbors, loving families, being there for one another. Help America's greatest heroes and their families heal together. Make the Do Good Village the first of many communities like it. With every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices our nation's greatest heroes have made for our country and our communities. Donate, please, $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
If you live in New York, pay close attention, please. If your loved one needs home care benefits, the law governing New York is scheduled to change January 1st, 2023. This is important enough to repeat. Please listen carefully. If your loved one needs home care benefits, the law governing New York is scheduled to change January 1st, 2023. All 2023 financial transactions 30 months prior to application for benefits will be scrutinized and subject to penalty periods, including gifts to family members. Financial transfers must be made and benefits applications must be submitted before December 31st to ensure eligibility and protect your assets.
The time to plan is now. Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law, are experts in this area and can help you get in under the deadline. But you must start the process as soon as possible before the start of December to complete by the end of the year. Call Connors and Sullivan today. Don't delay. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Starting out with some sunshine to start the day today, then becoming a little bit more cloudy by the afternoon, highs reaching up to 65 degrees, and then will remain cloudy in the evening. Rain showers from Tropical Rainstorm Ian arrives late overnight with a low of 54. This rain will continue both tomorrow and Sunday. There are going to be some dry pockets, so it's not a total washout, but there could be some heavy rain at times. High will be 58 tomorrow and then 60 on Sunday. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, I have to say, Al and Joe, when the alarm clock went off at 4:45, and I was like, oh boy, that was a great 4 hours of sleep. I was like, oh, this is going to be interesting getting through the show, but thanks to some caffeine, a bran muffin, and the energy and the vivaciousness that the two of you bring to the table, I really appreciate it.
Can't compare to yours. Now, I'm just curious, before we go, did our buddy Alan drive you in this morning?
He
did
it. He did not drive me in this morning.
Shame.
Gattuso, let's do sports. Yeah. We got 3 minutes. Let's talk about the Mets, and let's talk about Judge.
All right, so the Mets, it's pretty simple. They have to win 2 out of 3 from the Braves this weekend.
Okay, let's say they don't.
They get a wild card spot. Which is not advantageous for them because they got to play the Dodgers in the first round. You want to win the division. They've led the division for most of the year. The Braves have led it for like one or two games at one point. But they need to take care of business. They can do that here. You got DeGrom tonight. Scherzer, I think, is tomorrow. I forget who it is. I think it's Bassett on Sunday. The bottom line is it's in front of you. Take care of it. Win tonight. Win tomorrow.
What's your prediction?
I think they take 2 out of 3. This is a different Mets team than has historically gone to Atlanta. Both teams are kind of tired. I think Atlanta's even more tired because yesterday was their first off day in probably 3 or 4 weeks. So I think the Mets have the advantage here.
Easy. Okay.
And now, the Yankees, I mean, this is pretty simple. They have the division locked up. Now it's just Aaron Judge getting that next home run to break the record. I think he does it this weekend. It's against the Orioles. I don't see them. Hopefully they're not walking them left and right. The bottom line is Aaron Judge has carried the Yankees on his back the entire season.
No. I disagree with you.
Really?
I think he's carried them on his back since the All-Star break. Before the All-Star break, there were a lot of people who were doing pretty well.
Okay.
Really well. Really? I mean, they won a slew of games. It was since the All-Star break, he 100% carried them on his back.
And there was
no one who was
hitting. Their record since the All-Star break has not been that good.
That's horrible.
Horrible.
The only wins they have is because of Aaron Judge.
Right. And so, you know, they need to listen. Yankee fans are not going to want to hear this. I don't think Aaron Judge is a Yankee next year. Now, I know that sounds blasphemous, but Hal Steinbrenner has made it very clear they are not going to overpay for anybody. He is going to command a tremendous amount of money in the open market. The other team that plays in Queens certainly has a guy who is willing to spend in order to win. The Red Sox have money, and you know I think it would be fitting for them if they tried to poach him.
I think he may look to go to the West Coast. That's where he's from.
That's possible.
I think he's
possible, but who's going to afford him? The Angels aren't. Artie Moreno's looking to sell
the team.
What
about the Giants?
Ooh, maybe.
San Francisco
maybe.
Giants.
Maybe.
They got a winning,
certainly
you know,
not
they
the
have
Dodgers.
A winning franchise. Yeah. You know, they're a legit team. He goes back home. Well,
that's possible.
9:57, it's almost 10 o'clock, Friday morning. I hope you guys have a great day. I hope you have a great weekend. If you really, really miss me, I will be on the air again tonight live at 6 p.m. So I don't know what we'll talk about. Maybe I'll have Gattuso and Sebelia call in, and we can just have the party all over again. Regards to Matt Sambolino and Frank from Staten Island and my mom and dad and my wife and anyone else who's listening. Joe Piscopo, Jerry Crowley, thank you for letting me sit in this morning. It's been an honor and a pleasure. Have a great one, folks. You know why? Because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn.
deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.